AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Nikki Haley is suspending her campaign for president for the Republicans. Dean Phillips is ending his long-shot campaign for the Democrats. It's down to the 2020 rematch, Biden versus Trump. University of Chicago political science professor William Howell says the buzz for this matchup between President Biden and Donald Trump is nearly silent.
Their approval ratings are really quite low. And yet, Trump has a clear hold on the Republican Party, and nobody within the Democratic Party is willing to step up and challenge Biden. And so here we are. It's looked that way for some time, and it's really taken hold. This is clearly the transition to the general election.
Meantime, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell announced he's endorsing Donald Trump for president. McConnell said this after the Capitol riot in 2021.
The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people.
McConnell says it's abundantly clear Trump has earned the requisite support of Republican voters to be the nominee for president of the United States. Stocks are higher late in the day on Wall Street, helped by Fed Chair Jerome Powell's testimony to Congress that he expects interest rate cuts later this year. But
the committee would like to see more data that confirm and make us more confident that inflation is moving sustainably down to 2%.
Embattled New York Community Bank Corp announced a lifeline of more than $1 billion as a group of investors plugged cash into the bank. Trading at NYCB stock remains halted. It plunged earlier in the day following a report saying the lender is considering raising cash through the sale of stock in order to shore up confidence in it. A jury in New Mexico could soon weigh whether a movie weapons supervisor could be held to blame in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer by Alec Baldwin during rehearsal on a set of a Western. This is AP News. Scientists confirmed the presence of a whale off New England that went extinct in the Atlantic 2 centuries ago.
Orlo O'Brien, a scientist with the New England Aquarium, says they knew when they spotted the gray whale off the coast of Nantucket, it was like nothing they had ever seen before.
The odds of seeing that type of whale in the Atlantic are just practically zero.
Gray whales live in the Pacific Ocean. O'Brien says they believe it swam from Canada through the melting ice caps in the Arctic down into the Atlantic.
I've seen some people be like, oh, finally, like, good news about climate change, meaning like, oh, whales can swim, you know, more places, right? But I think overall for the entire Earth, you know, for many different types of species, the fact that the waters are warming is not going to be overall like a net positive thing.
I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.